Blog Talk Radio.
1,000 more people trying to party. Too time for the party getting started. I feel funky, babe. I'm spicy, babe. I'm not cocky, babe. I'm all that in the bag of chips. I'm cool, babe.
I'm cool, babe.
Like a nicey, babe.
Like a nicey, babe.
You're my wifey, babe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of the long night, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it through.
you will. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get down to the business with you.
What's up?
So you manage artists.
Okay, so technically I don't manage artists. The last artist that I actually managed was, rest in peace, I Am Barbie Quinn. And it was like basically being like her co-manager. But with managing artists, it takes more time than I have to offer. And I don't want anybody to feel neglected or feel like I'm not paying attention to them or not serious about their career. So I mainly just try to help them, point them in the right direction. If I can get them in touch with someone that can maybe help their career a little bit more, that's what I do. So I basically like make the positive connections, help them with get it going to different events, different people that can put them in a better position than what they're currently in.
Okay. And so
give us a little bit more about you, about your movement. So you do blogging and everything too?
Blogging, and I don't even know how I got into that one, but yeah, podcasts, because I actually started off on radio. So from radio, I did podcasts. I had a show with Kia Baby Doll Jeffries from Akineli, Put in Your Mouth. That was the first podcast I had. And then I stayed with Live Hip Hop Daily, and then me and my brother, All Access J, we started off our podcast over there too. And we just been growing ever since. So I say okay. So. I mean, our interviews are pretty much laid back. A lot of people are nervous when they come on here. They say I intimidate them, but I'm not sure why. So, yeah. You know, it's just like good times at Piedmont High on our show. So, yeah.
Okay. So where do y'all actually, y'all show is located? Like, where y'all interview people at?
Well, as of right now, we're doing it basically off of Instagram Live. Life was life in last year. So Jay was going through some things, and, you know, I was going through some things. So that way we can get back to the people. We just said we're going to do a couple of Instagram Live first, and then I'll actually be changing. We'll be changing locations. I'll be putting out my new location soon, but it's a nice new location where it's geared towards the females. So it's R&B and spoken word and poetry, and it's a nice laid-back setting, grown and sexy, so that way everybody can have a nice environment and actually feel comfortable and have a good interview instead of people being nervous, like, okay, so I don't know what to say. I'm not going to say anything. Oh, wait, I forgot to say this. No, it's going to be like we're sitting at the table with your auntie and uncle, and everybody's playing cards, and we're just chilling.
Okay, so when y'all do y'all interviews, do y'all mm-hmm. set it up, or y'all just tag people in that y'all want to be a part of it?
If people want to come in ahead of time, if people want to do an interview, we do add them prior. If not, anybody that comes on live, they want to hop on and tell everybody what they do, what they have going on, then they're more than welcome to.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hop on there one day when I'm not too occupied. So what time do y'all do it?
It depends on how our weekends go. So the first one we did on a Sunday night, the second one we did on a Saturday night. So it just depends on the weekend and the availability that the other people might have. We try to do it on a Friday night. We said, no, Friday night's not going to be good. Everybody's going to want to be going out somewhere. So I think we're going to try to focus it on Sunday evenings to Sunday nights. So that way we get more people on there, more interaction, more people coming on to say their platform, what they have going on, whatever music they're about to drop, whatever club they might be promoting, whatever business venture they have. We just want to make sure that they actually have a platform to share whatever it is that they have going on with other people that might not know about them.
Okay. And how long you been doing what you've been doing, love?
Since 2014.
Okay. Oh, you're a fresh baby. Rich baby.
Yeah. I moved to Georgia in 2012, and I entered into the music industry by accident in 2014.
Okay.
And I've been sticking with it ever since, so it's good. Making people happy and being able to help them is what, that's my satisfaction.
Okay, cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing I want to ask you before I slip my mind. So you, oh man, rest in peace to her. The experience with her, with her, how was it? Because I know she had a good spirit meeting her, because she was like, Miss Chaka, whatever you got going on, I'm down with it. And she's very supportive. So dealing with her. Yeah, doing music with her and helping her on her journey, how was it for you and her?
Me and Barbie, I'm just going to say it was amazing. We met one night at an HHF event, and we clicked from day one. So it was like we were inseparable for a year. Barbie was an exceptional artist. She had all her paperwork together. She had everything in order. She knew who not to deal with, who to deal with. She knew what artists shouldn't be doing. She started speaking up a little bit more about a lot of things that were going on within the industry. People overcharging or people not actually doing what they're supposed to do for the money that they provide. So being with Barbie, it was really refreshing, and it was a wonderful experience. Every time we go out, I make sure her music is being played. We end up getting all the girls in the crowd onto it because everybody just loves her music, her energy. Everything that came with Barbie is something that I wish a lot of artists had, but they don't. But yeah. She is definitely going to be missed. It has not been the same ever since she left. I could honestly say that it's not been the same since she left.
I still kind of clueless, like, how in the world, what happened? Because I didn't even know she had passed until you had posted her.
Yeah, it was, it was health reasons, but yeah, she was taken unexpectedly, and it's still hard to this day. Let me say that it's still hard to this day. Like, I find myself crying and in tears because we were only friends for about a year, but we were inseparable. Where you saw her, you saw me. Where you saw me, you saw her. My kids loved her. Everybody knew. Okay, Cammy's not coming. Barbie's not coming. So she ended up becoming my friend, sister, business associate, my kid's auntie. Like, Barbie come over to my house whenever I find her pink hair in my washing machine, you know, stuff like that. So she's really, Barbie was really one of a kind. I can honestly say that. She definitely was.
She was very supportive of everything. Mm-hmm. And she was very dedicated and determined. I mean, the last time I talked to her, I was like, don't forget to come back to me so I can get you on radio and push you and get you to the top. She was like, I ain't, Miss Johnson. She was like, okay, I will. And I guess she was going through her issues and everything. Because was it going through the COVID time?
Barbie actually had cancer.
Oh, my Lord.
She did have a form of cancer, and she was kind of dealing with that and dealing with some other issues. So it was really, really unexpected. Like, I had literally just left her house the night before, and I went to take her some of her stuff because she was supposed to go to Florida the day that she passed. So I was like, let me make sure you have all your makeup and stuff so it can be packed because I don't want to hear nothing when I take you to the airport. So, yeah, it was really unexpected.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rest in peace to Barbie because she was a beautiful soul. And definitely got to do a tradition for her, do something big for her to represent, to keep her going, her music going. Just because she's never forgotten. She's not gone. She's actually still around. And she be giving you little signs that she's still around too. And I know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you been experiencing certain things, and I'm letting you know her spirit's still around. She's still telling you to keep going, and she's still with you in spirit. So that's another thing that people got to understand. When a person passed on, they didn't leave this world. They still here. They just out of that vessel. They out of that human, exactly. Out of that flesh body. So they walking around in spirit. They walking around in spirit. So just know she's with you 24/7, baby. And she's proud of it. She with you 24/7.
That's my baby.
Yeah. So
that's my baby, boy. That's my
baby. Yeah. But also, like, give me some of the, you know, put some of the stuff out there that you want to put out there, because this is all about what you got going on. And that's what WMQP 107.3 is all about, is letting the people know all over the world about what's going on with the people. So,
well, right now I'm mainly working with One Love, One Mic. And I work with different people, but I try not to tie myself to a certain specific entity because I am my own name and brand, and just in case something bad might happen within that brand, I don't want it to trickle over on me because my name is way too good in these streets, and I've worked hard to keep the positive reputation that I have. So right now, on Tuesday the 13th, There'll be One Love, One Mic, R&B, Night of Soul. It's R&B Night of Soul at Joe's Reeves Lounge. I believe tickets are $10 to $15. They are in the link of the One Love, One Mic Instagram page. Then after that, we're going to be doing a One Love, One Mic anniversary festival in the summertime.
Okay.
I'm also working with helping Elite Lounge on Beaufort Highway with some promotions for their Sunday night event. I have a mobile bartending company that I manage that he's looking for certain bookings for anybody that might need a mobile bartender to come out for their event. I'm also doing a battle rap weekend the end of March starring Easy Block Captain. That's coming up. I'm nominated for the Boss Babe Award Media Blogger of the Year in April.
Okay. For the Yo ATL rap?
Nope, these are actually the Boss Babe Awards.
Okay.
That's the Boss Babe Awards. So it's a shocker because last year I was asked to do media and I didn't because it was the last minute. So when I was nominated, I received an email. I'm like, okay, is this the official one? Because, you know, all these awards show, most of them have the same name. But this one is the official Boss Babe Awards, and there's a lot of people in the industry that want the nomination or that would just be honored to get the nomination. I never thought I would get the nomination or even be considered for a nomination, you know what I'm saying? So it's big for me. It just goes to show that you really don't have to be all the time out there in everybody's face for people to notice you.
Okay.
So
congratulations on that.
Thank you. You know, you got to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And even if you believe that people don't see you, somebody's watching, and then it'll be shown to you at all times.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool beans. Well, give out your information and your social media outlet and everything, because I know you got to go handle some business, so I'm definitely not trying to hold you up, even though I want to ask you some more questions. But
ask me.
Okay.
What you want to ask?
Like, go ahead.
Okay.
So, in your experience in doing the music, dealing with the music business and everything, because I've been doing this for 40 years, and I don't see a lot of things. I don't see so much stuff that people won't even think that happened, dealing with artists, record labels, and managers, and different people. And doing your field of in the music business, what was like your most experience, like the most experience that was worse that you ever experienced dealing with? You don't have to say their names or nothing like that, but like dealing with business period, what was like your worst experience?
I don't know. I don't have a per se worst experience, but I did find myself almost getting mixed up with the wrong company, you know, so sometimes you just have to open up your eyes and see people for who they are or do a little bit more research so that way you don't crumble along with them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So in the beginning, I was connected to a lot of people that people said were scammers, so in the beginning, I was like, so I stick with you? No, let me go ahead and go, because if I have a little feeling that it might not be right, I'm going to keep on pushing. And like I said, I don't want my name tied up to anything negative. And that's one thing that I stick on, keeping a positive name, because at the end of the day, a lot of these people in the industry or artists or whatever, they need to at least have one or two people that they know they can actually trust. Because nowadays, you don't even know who to trust.
Exactly. It definitely can't, that you be surprised. Mm-hmm. And I don't
tell me.
Because
it's really hard because, you know, I used to say all these artists only gravitate to the people that they see all over social media. And these people might not be able to do nothing for you, but the ones that you're not seeing all the time are the ones that can actually do something for you, and you don't go to them because you feel that their name's not big enough. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. They can actually do more for you than the person that you see all over social media or the person that you see outside all the time. You never know.
That's correct.
So you just got to not go for the glitz and glam. You got to go for that quality.
That's where they be falling at. That's where they fail at, because they sit and work. They go off of numbers. If you go off of numbers off of somebody else's page, you get damn, like, because half of the time, these people with all these numbers, they pay for these numbers to get boosted up. Now, my other main page that I can't get back in, because I can only post on it, but that main page, like, okay, now that I'm giving an example, like, now that I'm on my other page and that don't have a lot of numbers on it, people that follow me, they think I'm like, I guess they think that I'm, how you say it, not important. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, do they don't even know they following a legend. Like, I'm the reason why a lot of the artists from DJ Plies, Bootsy, Mary J. Blige, Gladys Knight. I can go all the way back from 1985 when I started doing music and pushing people on radio to now, to all the people that I don't push that's very successful now. And I'm like, they don't even know that they dealing with they really following the person that can really put them in a big situation, get them paid shows, get them internationally known, get them on radio. So yeah, you definitely whenever we meet to sit down and talk and put together a music conference. That's another thing that I want to talk to you about. Put together a real big music conference for the artists so they can. What we're going to do is put together a package that every artist that comes on, I'm going to put them on radio, and I'm going to get them some paid shows. And then they're going to be, like, looking at you like, okay. Yeah, she committed to. Yeah, so that's something I really wanted to do with you, because I see that you have some that you on a positive level, and I really deal with people that's on a positive level than sitting here trying to scam artists and not really trying to help them to the level that they need to be on, so they can get paid shows, so they can take care of their kids, get royalties. There's more to it in this music business that they don't know about, the back end of it, that a lot of people not going to teach them and not going to tell them.
Yeah, so, they just want to get them for their money. So that's one thing I tell artists, like, listen, I'm not one for the give me $400, give me $600. That's not me at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the one where it's like, all right, so I don't think that you should go to that person. I don't care what you think that they might do, but that's a little bit too much money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't sit here and try to get somebody for their money, because times are hard at the end of the day. And even though it might not be my passion, it's their.
No, go ahead, baby.
Even though it might not be my passion, it might be their passion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to – people will really crash out if something that happens. And I don't want to be that person to feel like I put them in that position to where they lose out on everything trying to invest in themselves with somebody else, and all the other person doing is just taking their money and going about their business.
Yeah, especially if they're not seeing no outcome behind it. If they're not seeing no outcome behind it, they definitely don't need to be dealing with none of that. Like, and you're so right. So I'm glad that you are schooling a lot of the artists on a lot of things, because this world is crooked. And if you're not paying attention, people will twist your arm, your leg, your thigh, and sooner or later you can't walk, you can't move nothing, because your spirit gone, your well-being of wanting to elevate is gone, because you don't lost your hope and belief in yourself because of somebody else taking your money and they ain't doing nothing with it. They not helping you really prosper.
And especially if you're a new artist that nobody's seen before, and they're like, oh, fresh meat. I've been getting that for the past couple of days with one artist. People keep inboxing them because it's a new artist that nobody's ever seen, but I posted them. So, like, what's going on? And I actually had one person that's known in Georgia call me, and he's never, ever called me before. And he's like, listen, I want to set up a meeting between you and your artist. I was like, okay. He's like, it's $100 for the meeting. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But you called me, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm telling you right now, live on air, if you want them artists to make it to a whole different level, hit me up, because I'm definitely going to make sure, and we do contracts with me. Contracts and everything, and people file taxes. I file taxes off of everything I do, because I deal with the IRS, so I ain't trying to go to jail for nobody.
So, okay.
You're doing contracts and all, signing, solidifying and everything. And, so you know that an artist got something going on, and you know, because a lot of the artists really need to stop doing these open mics, but some
yes.
open mics them, but some of them don't.
But not
they
all
need,
of them.
Yeah, they really need to stop doing the open mics. And it's a lot of the open mics just taking the artist's money. I'm not even going to say their names, but there's a lot of them taking people money. And the only reason why people are dealing with them because they see them with big names, but they just don't know. It's just a scam situation just to get you to
they need to stop doing open mics if their music's not registered, because if I go somewhere and I try to Shazam you and you don't pull up, I don't talk to you.
Yep. That's another thing, too. And then they don't even know what registered means. They think BMI is just all they need. I'm like, no, boo-boo. Your music all together? No. You'd be surprised how many artists don't know about performance license.
I know.
Because
for one of a lot of artists that come to One Love One Mic will literally sit there and will Shazam them and see. And they have good, they're very talented. They're very, very talented, but you'll be surprised on how many people will not pull up if you don't Shazam. If you Shazam them, they don't pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person to ever told me to do that was Big DM. He said, listen, if you go somewhere and you try to Shazam, they don't pull up, that means they're not serious about their craft.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing you're supposed to do, have everything registered so that way you can always pull it up. Immediately, like, if you can pull it up, then all they want to do is just come out here and just have put on a show and just look good for everybody. They're not serious. They can't make no money.
Mm-mm. And the radio station's not gonna play their music anyway, because I deal with all the radio stations all over the world, and if their music not all the way together, if it's not coded right, if it's not registered all the way right, and it's more to registering that they know about. And if their name not even copyrighted or titled or anything, trademark, you know, it's a lot behind it. And, you know, hey, this world is full of scammers. I noticed that because of dealing with people. 40 years dealing with a lot of people. Open up my eyes. I'm like, dang, God, these people like this? Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And it's sad because not a lot of people are talking about it. They just continue to let people get scammed and scammed and scammed and scammed and scammed. And I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. I'm not going to sit here and continue to watch people get scammed. A very good friend of mine, she was scammed. Well, I'm not going to say she was scammed. It was a label that she had supposedly signed to, and they basically beat her out of her money, and she couldn't get no money from anything. And she, so much time went by, she was like, I'm just gonna leave alone. But so much time went by, there was nothing she could do about it. She had to create a whole new account with all of her information all over again. She had to try to get her music, I think it was rewritten, so that way they didn't have any rights to it. It's a lot, and if people don't talk about it, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, an artist named Dunk Hunter, he got scammed by a person, and he's still dealing with the same people that scammed him. So I don't understand the artists. Like, you put your hand on a hot stove, and you get burnt by a person, Why keep going back?
Mm-mm. All I'm going to say to that topic is I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Yep. But, yes, yes, yes. So I appreciate you. And give out your social media and your information so people can follow you.
Okay, so my information is all the same. It's KAMI_TEE. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Threads. You can Google me. All of my information is right there to contact me, whole nine yards.
Okay, then. It's a Google girl. Okay, then.
You can Google me.
Google me, baby. Okay, then. And matter of fact, it was so funny that somebody had hit me up on my radio station, and then they said they Googled me, and then he was like, "You a heavyweight hitter?" And I said, "Huh?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I hit your information, and I read your bio and your everything." He was like, "You've been in the industry for a long time." I was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "How you know this?" He was like, "I Googled you." I said, "What?"
Right. Mhm. Yeah, people think it's a game, but if you put somebody's name in that Google, they pop up, honey. You got that movement.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you giving me your time though, but I know you got to ski daddle and handle some business. So I'm not, and then Atlanta traffic right now probably hectic. So
I'm definitely
because everybody's trying to make it to their game parties or whatever. So we wish you safe travel to your destination and your safe travel back to your next destination. And thank you for blessing the mic on WMQP 107.3 FM.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
You too, love.
Bye.
Okay. Woo! They call me Diddy. DJ Felly Fell. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Check this out.
Listen to me.
Listen. Let's it's go. Freaky, I'm Piggy Baby, but I just spotted you doing your thing. G-string, shoestring, point of view. Hey, lend me your body, you got me in a zone. Bet a million and a half cash, I can make you explode. You don't wanna brave the cold, you wanna date the cones. I can take you on outer limits, away from home.
Where your bills high?
Mommy wildin' for show, in the middle of the club doing a rodeo show. The whole scene steamy, wet, dreamy, invisible sex, gleamy.
Incredible sex,
you need me.
You need me,
please me, baby.
Come on,
baby, head a little crazy, right. But in the way that
don't
it be,
you
play.
Yeah. Shorty drop her to the ground like she ain't got man. Too much booty for one man to handle. When all I need is a one night scandal, and I'ma get fucked. Yeah. Damn, little mama, know you fix my standards. You're the type to make me grip that handle. Big shots in the air, busting that random.
Why you make it clap, 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 clap?
You gotta shake that thing, shake that thing.
Why you make it clap, 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 clap?
Okay. Shake that thing.
Can make it clap like a standing ovation. Spin like my record at the radio station. Feel the sensation, I'll put it right there. They be like Luna, I be like T.J. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like it like that, don't you, baby? The flow's insane and the stroke is crazy.
Okay.
I stroke so good like Tiger Woods. And I wow like a Tiger Woods. My livelihood is not Hollywood. I'm still Southside Atlanta, that's a livelihood.
That's
a circus,
right.
Big top like Ringling Brothers.
Okay.
If you wanna learn something,
what?
Bring your mother. Hey. Sit back and observe, invite your friends. We can mix it all up like Deuce and Gin. Telly on the telly with a couple of twins. Cause tonight, damn right, we gon' do it again.
Hey. Shorty drop her to the ground like she ain't got man. Too much booty for one man to handle. When all I need is a one night candle. And I'ma get fucked. Damn, little mama, know you fix my standards. You're the type to make me grip that handle. Big shots in the air, busting that random.
Why you make it clap, 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 clap?
You gotta shake that thing.
Why you making clap, clap, clap,
hey, yo.
Clap, clap, clap.
Just shake that.
Hey, yo, Felly. Felly, let me get this one more time, man.
Listen, women lace them G4 jets,
uh-huh.
Come on. Twist them crooked, cell phone numbers private. Flip them, change them, prissy, I'm bougie the hood. Game them, taste them, trizzies, I'm running them good. Leather or silk, I melt them all. Love them, leave them, give them hell for
don't
sure.
Stop.
Tell them words their minds are so deserved. Or give them things they might put,
keep it going.
Sandro, Pam, Mandarin, sweet massage. Pimp, game them, grants and benches, I charge
right.
Used to style them, now just virgin now. Call my suture, freaky, leave them
Shorty drop it to the ground like she ain't got man. Too much booty for one man.
Stage of people do a 180. When I hit the stage,
think I wanna smash them all now. Speed up, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal now. Speed up, gas pedal, gas pedal, gas pedal.
Little mama got sex appeal. I made a thing, she wanna get a record deal.
Like a deal.
Shit though, it's gonna get real. She got a booty so big, it's like a prayer well.
Yeah,
little mama got sex appeal.
Call it Paul.
Who? My down.
Who?
My down. Smurf. You did the fool with this one, baby. Hey, I got a Hurricane
hey,
Chris.
Hey,
and right now,
hey, girl.
We want all the sexy ladies. Get more buff, what up? Drop and give me 50 Hurricane. Holla at them.
Wide open and taking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on 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 the floor. She wanna
stop and give me 50. Stop and give me 50. Stop and give me 50. Girl, stop and give me 50. 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 Girl, stop and give me 50.
Your mama right there, bad. She drop it and shake it fast. Come holla, I got the dollar. Got more of your... She shaking it by the Rover, popping it by the Bentley. She know that I'm fizzing, not dropping it, give me 50. She see me with Hurricane, so she dropping it to a thing. But she know when I get inside, I'm a fuck. She see me with Colin Paul, she see me with 3 feet. She know when they come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. She's wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said if I get a sister, we gon' leave and hit the mouth. I told her, girl, here you go. I tease her on the low, now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. Hit the dough.
Me gusta mi reggae.
Cintura.
To end this show a little early today because it's football and I also got something to do, so holler at me tomorrow. Jesse James and Shirley Diamond will be live at 3 p.m. Shirley Diamond will be live tomorrow at 3 p.m. and Jesse James, Mr. I Can Do Bad By Myself, will be live at 4 p.m. so make sure y'all tap in. Holla.